I learned from a young age, reading a book called Inner Athlete by Dan Millman, learned how powerful the body was and just the power of the mind. And if you could get the right ingredients in the body could heal from literally anything. And so my journey of health really came by me getting the right labs ran. And so that's what I've done in my practice.
I love the experience of it. Like, you get this amazing warm rush. It's indescribable the first time in your brain. And then the sleep is amazing. Definitely senses. I noticed my sense of sight. Everything got clearer over the next few days. And I noticed a change almost immediately, like within a couple of days.
Yeah.
Plus the focus. It was like night and day, literally.
But sarcopenia is something that built up there. But when I looked at her labs, no one had talked to her about this. No one talked to her about her pancreas, her kidneys, her blood sugar, anything. It was just all dismissed. And it was basically framed through the classic excuse, which is, oh, it's because of your age.
Hey, this is Mike Kanitz, my good buddy, Reagan Archibald. Welcome to another episode of Capability Amplifier. You ready to get this thing going?
Can't wait.
Let's do it. So I want to tell you a little story, which is my 91-year-old mother-in-law, Mirta Glick, just lost 35 pounds. And for the first time in the 25 years that I've known her, she is pain-free, more cogent, more mobile. And in fact, we just came back from traveling with her in Pescadero, Baja, Mexico, where she was totally mobile and kept up with us for a week and a half. That's us, meaning my wife, Vivian, and I. Now, she also has stayed with us here at our house in San Diego for the past 3 months, and she lives by herself in Queens, New York City. So I'm so proud of her because she made a commitment to her health a while ago, and it has paid off in spades, which reminds me of my wife, Vivian. Now, she also has had plenty of aches and pains. She just got some scans back from visiting my good friend, Steve Marler, at Advanced Longevity, and her knee cartilage is regenerating. A lot of people say that isn't possible. How's that possible? Well, keep on listening, keep on watching. So I'm here with Reagan Archibald. Now, if you don't know him, he's a longevity expert, and he has a company called Ageless Medicine and East West Health. And he works with notables, including my good friend, Dan and Babs, Bab Smith, Dan Sullivan from Strategic Coach, Chris Voss, Garrett Gunderson, Hal Elrod. He's the author of Miracle Morning. Books, Michael Mogul, former professional baseball player Rob Rogers, Lisa Sasevich, Ben Greenfield, Jim and Jamie Shields, Charles Gaudette, Becky Robbins, who was just over here last night, Justin Donald, Charles Bird, and many, many others. In fact, I know I've sent how many people so far over to you?
Over 100.
All right. Lots of folks. So I'm going to give him a special challenge, which is with all the latest technology, resources, and tools available in longevity, life extension, age reversal, health optimization, what are the latest breakthroughs that can give you an unfair advantage so you can double your energy, dramatically increase your sleep by 80% or more, increase your lean muscle mass by 5 pounds or more, and if you have weight to lose an average of 30 pounds in under 6 months, and also have a average 93% increase in your overall sense of well-being and happiness. Those are all recorded, consistent details and results that Reagan's patients get. And by the way, he's done almost 9,000 tests. So with that, that was a lot of stuff. You ready to get rocking?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So I want to just set this up through the lens of, first of all, for anyone who doesn't know what you do, who you are, what your background is, why don't you just give them a little background, or because this will all make a little more sense.
Yeah, so growing up on a farm in Idaho, my goal was to be anything but a rancher when I grew up. And so winters were cold, farm work was challenging. And so I had an uncle who was a doctor, and I said, I want to be like Lester J. He's got phenomenal summers, he's got the boat. And I really loved the just gentle nature that he had. And so in my undergraduate work, I started getting sick, and I had 5 misdiagnoses. And the doctors all said, hey, everything looks normal. We think you're stressed. Here's some steroids. Here's some antibiotics. And be on your way. It's all in your head, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And so I found a doctor, a naturopathic doctor who's also an acupuncturist who ran the right labs. And that's really what opened up my eyes to a whole nother world of medicine that I really didn't know much about. I mean, I dabbled in medicine a little bit. I mean, medicine in parentheses and natural stuff. I gave my entire basketball team 8 grams of vitamin C before one basketball game. We all ended up with diarrhea, but
yep, that'll learn you, right?
Believe it or not, we lost the game, and I didn't dabble much after that. No one trusted me, but
well, they were dabbling on the basketball court, unfortunately, dribbling and dabbling.
yes, sir. But that's what really I learned from a young age. Reading a book called Inner Athlete by Dan Millman, learned how powerful the body was and just the power of the mind. And if you could get the right ingredients in the body could heal from literally anything. And so my journey of health really came by me getting the right labs ran. And so that's what I've done in my practice. I founded East West 20 years ago. And we've been the first at brain rejuvenation therapies. We're the first to combine Chinese medicine and herbal medicine with functional medicine. We're practicing functional medicine before it was even called that. We also were the first to start using peptides and stacking peptides in very specific ways. And so I've trained hundreds of doctors on our intellectual property and how to do it properly. And then most recently, we've gotten into using plasma exchange, using umbilical cord blood plasma to actually help remove some of the debris and toxins from the body. And so it's been really phenomenal, but we've always based it on having the right lifestyle, getting a person engaged in better nutrition, better exercise habits, and really giving them a future that's use Dan Sullivan phrase, a future that's bigger than their past when it comes to their health. Because it's that last decade of life is when we find that people go off a cliff, and it's their worst decade. I mean, what people look forward to is turning the channel on the TV. That's the extent of it.
Yep.
And so what we want to do is make sure that all of our clients, they live incredibly long lives, but healthy lives. And when it's their time to die, it's called compressed morbidity, where you die fast.
Yep.
So our goal is to help you die fast, Mike.
I like that. That's well packaged. We'll just end right there. Okay. So I've obviously been through this. I've been a patient now for years. We've been working together. We just spent 2 days together and we're preparing at this moment. We're heading off to Genius Network right after we're done here. We're hopping on a plane today. And a big part of what we've been talking about is some of the new advanced stuff that you've been up to, which I'm super excited about because I'm about to undergo and start doing some of the things. I will say that about a year ago was the first time I did the intranasal. And anyone who knows me knows I've got ADHD, worse than most, and always had it, like totally undiagnosed. There was no such thing as that when you and I grew up. But it took a couple weeks and my concentration went through the roof. And it also happened right around the time, I remember it was within a few weeks of ChatGPT being released. So I started studying AI and my ability to comprehend and invent and create new things just went through the roof, the combination of the intranasal plus. But I know we're going to tear into a bunch of stuff, but that's one of my favorite things that I'm really excited about. Can you just tell people what that is and how it works and what it does? I know we're breaking the rules here in terms of our framework, but love this because I'm going to come down as soon as I can and get another shot.
Yeah, it's amazing. So I was at a conference, the Perinatal Stem Cell Society. I'm a member of it, have been for years. And about 10 years ago, there was a famous researcher, famous in our field, Arnold Kaplan. And he's the researcher that named MSCs or mesenchymal stem cells or mesenchymal stem cells, which now he's changed it to medicinal signaling cells. But I was in the conference and he started talking about getting stem cells through the blood-brain barrier. And the biggest challenge we had is these large cells can't make it through the blood-brain barrier. So if you're doing IVs or things like that, our doctors would have to use a drug called mannitol to temporarily suspend the blood-brain barrier, mm-hmm. which is dangerous. And so once I learned about the nasal mist, I mean, I was like you just over a decade ago, very ADD, partially diagnosed through questionnaires, but I was in the audience standing up, of course, because I couldn't sit down for very long.
And we call that the Spilkes.
The Spilkes.
Is that the ants in the pants?
Spilkes.
Yiddish for ants in the pants. I love that.
That's so funny. Yeah, so I was spilking in the back, and I learned about it, and I went up to Arnold Kaplan after, can I get a picture of you? I really appreciate the work you've done, because I've read so many of his articles. And I said, what device were you using? He said, oh, we're using a sphenocath. And we were using sphenocaths at the time with marcaine to get the marcaine into the back of the brain or the back of the sinuses, so they would travel up through the sphenopalatine ganglion and numb the headache. And it worked great. So I said, oh, I know exactly how to do it. So now I had, you know, seeing the stem cells in the image that he showed, the stem cells were able to migrate through the blood-brain barrier. And then they were able to surround the areas of the brain that had been damaged. So these were TBI patients, patients who had had strokes, like hemorrhagic strokes, or traumatic brain injuries. And so I've had at least 6 concussions. And I think that was a big part of my kind of ADD, ADHD.
Not on purpose, by the way. Not on purpose.
Not on purpose. 2x4 in the head. No thanks. But I went to the clinic and I grabbed one of my nurse practitioners, Dev, and I said, all right, we're doing intranasal stem cells. And he's like, what? No way. And so we actually treated my brain first. And it was amazing, because that night I went to sleep and I slept 11 hours. Mm-hmm. And I'm like a 7-8 hour sleeper. And it was like all the memories were being organized in my brain. And I woke up the next morning and I could hear birds chirping.
Mm-hmm.
So I went from being like the kid in the classroom. I had a teacher named Mrs. Godfrey in second grade. And almost every week I got called to the front of the room. She had a 4-foot-tall like toothbrush that was a paddle, and I had to hold my ankles.
Well, I wasn't sure where this was going at first, so I thought it was going to be funny.
Swatted. Yeah. I got swatted. So she was free of God, and that was because I was so wrapped up in my brain. So So for me to actually hear birds chirping, and this was after years of trying to meditate for hours, mm-hmm. beating myself up because I couldn't get, I thought it was a deficit in my character.
Mm.
But what I realized, it was inflammation in my brain. And so we've now done the procedure over 600 times. You, like many others, have said, wow, my brain feels better than it ever has, because your focus comes back, memory. So it's been a phenomenal treatment. There's some great research on it, great things that we've seen, and lots of documented cases.
Yeah, I agree 100%. So I love the experience of it. Like, you get this amazing warm rush. It's indescribable the first time in your brain. And then the sleep is amazing. Definitely senses. I noticed my sense of sight. Everything got clearer over the next few days. And I noticed a change almost immediately, like within a couple of days.
Yeah.
Plus the focus. It was like night and day, literally. And I think what it also did for me is my ability to comprehend and think got better. And even if this wears off, I don't know if it wears off, we haven't really talked about that, I think my comprehension increased. Like, there's no doubt about it. Vivian would say, I've noticed a significant change in, you know, how much you pay attention, you're a better listener, better at focus. And again, I believe my ability, my capacity to learn increased as a result of this. So that's my anecdotal version, but I've talked to plenty of other people I've sent over and they say the exact same thing.
Yeah, we've heard it time and time again. And I think anytime you can just get rid of some of the interferences, you remove some of the inflammatory proteins in the brain, you just feel better. Did you notice any difference on your sleep or your vision?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, right away. I slept like a rock and for weeks. And I was particularly paying a lot more attention to my sleep at the time.
Mm.
So for me, the two biggest sleep disturbance mechanisms are travel, you know, just inconsistent travel, and of course alcohol. Those are the two worst offenders of sleep hygiene. But again, I felt like it gave me a boost. So anyone I would say who's feels like they have ADHD, you're losing your edge, you're starting to lose your ability to focus, forgetting stuff, have trouble sleeping, this is the best shortcut I've ever experienced by far.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's one of those therapies, and now, you know, using different peptides with it, it just prolongs the duration of it. And so that's, a lot of people ask, how often do I need to do it? Yeah, the first time I did it for me was super dramatic, as I mentioned. And it just stayed that way. My brain stayed focused. Mm. I haven't really, you know, relapsed, to, for lack of a better word.
Okay.
But when I did it the second time, so I did it 3 months later, I'm like, if a little bit's good, more is, I'm going to have a super brain.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still have a small kind of Idaho redneck brain. But even though I did it twice, but I do it every year just prophylactically.
Yeah.
And the thing that we look at in the labs is we look at the homocysteine levels. We look at CRP. So it actually, it helps calm down inflammation in the entire body. But if I ever see my homocysteine levels creep up, I know, okay, it's time.
Okay.
But generally I just do it every year.
Okay. That is great. I think that's one of the writer downers, but let's get into the big promise of the podcast here. I want to talk about two things. One of them is just taking a look at the overall body and the fact that when you do blood work, you check for 94 markers. And versus like when I was going through cancer and I got my regular blood work, I saw about 20 markers. Mm. And if you think about it, I guess I want your perspective, but the way I frame this is, how could you possibly diagnose someone and know what's going on inside their body and how many people go undiagnosed or misdiagnosed for a long time? It's because it'd be like looking at a tire and wondering why your car doesn't run, right? It's like you're only looking at that one piece. But what's your perspective? Why 94 markers? Why not the usual 20? What kind of insights does that give you? And then let's go to, again, I like the latest, greatest shortcuts that are going on right now. I want to get to the cord blood because that's one of your big breakthroughs. So
yeah,
let's start there and get to part okay. three.
Well, you know, diagnostically, if you're, you know, we leave all the disease treatments to your doctor. I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. Western medicine's awesome at managing disease, treating disease. And in order to do that, you have a very simple template, and then you can build bigger protocols or bigger labs based on what the diagnosis is. In our model, we say, well, we're not interested in diagnosing as much as we're interested in finding the imbalances and then treating the root cause. So what my job is to do is to treat the cause of the cause. And so if we're going to reverse aging, which a lot of our clients come to us and they're relatively healthy, you know, they say, hey, I'm worked with all the, you know, longevity experts, and I just want to, I want 3 to 5% better health. And so in order to do that, we run these 94 markers, and what it shows us is cardiovascular function, hormone function. We want to look at, are there any active infections in your body? Do you have allergies? Are there parasites? We look at gut profiles, look at all the liver enzymes. We see, you know, are your filtration systems working properly? And one of the most important markers that we look at is called anion gap. And it's just an equation of your sodium chloride, potassium levels. And it actually gives us a really good indication of how much stress your body's under. And I can tell you, of all the entrepreneurs we work with, it's rare. I think I've maybe seen two where their anion gap isn't through the roof. And so, you know, even though entrepreneurs, you know, we're all like, oh, everyone's relaxed and they got a great lifestyle. Underneath it all, there's a dragon that needs to be tamed.
Yep.
And so that's the beautiful thing about the labs is we can predict how somebody's feeling, how they're performing, how they look. Just by looking at their labs, it's some people it's startling because I don't even know, you know, what their chief complaints are, but I can look at the labs and just ask them questions because I know how they feel based on what their labs look like.
Yes, yes. And one of the things that we'll make sure that we share is Reagan and I just did a really short video where he goes through and looks at some labs. So I'm going to put that in the description copy and create a custom link, which we'll call it capabilityamplifier.com/labs. So you can actually watch this and learn how you can apply to get a free blood lab report from Reagan and his team. You're going to apply to get an invite. So I'll make sure both of those are in the description copy, and we'll go through those by the end of the podcast. Let's make sure we don't forget. I know we got Abby paying attention, so she'll make sure we don't forget. All right, so you've done the blood labs, you've looked through, and I'm glad you brought up the distinction between diagnosis, you know, on where you look at. And there's something else I asked you about earlier today, and you had a really great response, which is your perfect fit individual who gets the best results consistently, and it's the mindsets they have.
Oh, yeah.
What do they all have in common? You know, out of the, at this point, thousands of patients you've had who consistently get great results, how do they think? What do they believe?
Well, we had the pleasure, well, I did. It was like Christmas for me today because we had a bunch of videos that came in. We asked some of our top clients. We said, hey, can you just tell us what your experience has been like? And it was startling just to see that the number one thing where they, you know, we asked them, like, what was it that almost prevented you from doing something about mm-hmm. your health? And, you know, a lot of them were like, oh, it was the investment, or it was, you know, like Rob said, oh, it's almost too good to be true. But everything they said they would do, they've done it. And I think the biggest mindset that they all have is they recognize that the biggest return on an investment is when they invest in their health. They realize that their business, their relationships, their quality of life, everything improves when their health improves. And a lot of people have come to us and they've said, man, I wish I would not have sacrificed my health in order to try to capture wealth. I wish I would have focused on my health as I was building my business. And yes, in some cases, we know you have to push hard. We know you've got deadlines and those are really important, but you can actually do it without sacrificing your health. And I can tell you, when the health starts to dwindle, try being your best, the best husband you can be. And you know how that is. Mm-hmm. I know how that is too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we become more short with the people closest with us, and they get the worst side of us instead of the best side of us. Mm-hmm. And so once we swap that and we put your health as your number one priority, and then your spouse and your family is right there number two, and then work becomes underneath that, it's funny how much better life becomes.
Yeah. I think what I was looking for, I'm going to plus that, which was my body, my property, and keep out, you know.
Yeah.
And why don't we just touch on that a little bit?
Oh, here we go.
That's the mindset I was looking for because it's not intended to sound the least bit political, but there definitely is a consistent mindset that's like, I found my people here.
Yeah. So one of my passions is studying the history of medicine. And one of the reasons I departed from conventional medicine is I read what's called the Flexner Report. And the Rockefellers wanted to have a monopoly on medicine in the early 1900s. And so I believe it was like 1904, 1905. Dr. Flexner wrote this report and basically sabotaged anyone not practicing kind of an allopathic medicine approach. And the science in medicine hasn't evolved that much. Some of the same like physicals you get and some of the same diagnostic exams is what they're doing 110, 120 years ago. So it's really put things in a rough place. And then also with enforcements, you know, where some of the government agencies are telling us what to put into our bodies, mm-hmm. what to inject into our kids when they're born. A lot of us, we finally had enough of government intervention. And so one thing that we believe in is that you're the owner of your body. And a lot of people don't recognize that. You know, you go to your doctor and you think, okay, my doctor is the one that knows the most about my body. I can tell you, I don't own your body. My team doesn't own your mm-hmm. body. Even though we know a lot about it, we want you to put yourself in the driver's seat and then hire a great executive team around it. Because one of the big things that we found is when there's the government intervention telling you what to do and when to do it, that's when there's a bit of a sense of, you know, skepticism, and rightfully so. And one of the things I love about the United States is, even though we've fallen into that trap in so many cases, most of the entrepreneurs that we work with are people who want their independence. And maybe you call them like libertarians or whatever mm-hmm, you'd want to say, constitutionalists. Those are people that I find really fascinating to work with because they are very selective around what they put in their body. They don't want pharmaceutical medications. They don't want to be told what to do. They want to have their autonomy when it comes to their health. Mm-hmm. And they want to work with somebody who actually listens to them and then builds a protocol based on what their desires are, not what my desires are or my team's.
Right. I think there's a big distinction here. This is not political. This is a belief and a mindset.
And, you know, there's the conversation you have, and then there's the real conversation you have when someone feels safe to tell you what they really believe and what they really think. And I think that's what I've found amongst a lot of the people who take this on. So I've got a couple more questions for you. I really want to, and I'm going to prep this. So the cord blood plasma, I want to talk about that breakthrough. And then secondly, this notion of what you're doing right now, which is this at-home delivery. It's a massive, major breakthrough, and it's a new way of doing longevity, rejuvenation. And again, I've been working with you now for a couple of years, and it's been awesome just to have all the tools coming to me. I always say I can't wait for the day I get my Reagan bucks and I get this delivery of all these new goodies. And, you know, I feel better right away. You know, it's sort of like I can't wait to find out what kind of shift in energy I'm going to have. Or like we were just talking before we started today, I'm going to work on muscle mass and hair.
Yeah.
And I also want to do another level of deeper tests.
Yeah.
Welcome to the world of 3-second attention spans and fewer than 20 seconds to get a prospect's attention, engage them, get to know, like, and trust you, and say, I want and need what you have. Let's make a deal. Now, introducing Digital Cafe AI, a relationship building AI that will take your hard-earned leads and make them feel like you're sitting down with them for a cup of coffee, listening to their needs and responding to them with a personalized, useful, resourceful solution. It's the perfect AI team. A Digital Cafe AI does hours or days of work that normally requires an expensive team of specialists in minutes. It's the fastest, easiest, automated way to get attention, engagement, and trust to close bigger deals faster. A Digital Cafe AI is a done-for-you service that can be adapted to any B2B or B2C business. Money loves speed, and time kills deals. So visit Digital Cafe AI to see how it will work for you. So let's begin with the cord blood and why this is such a breakthrough.
Well, for years, we've heard of young blood experiments, and there's a French physician in the 1800s who decided to sew some mice together. It's called parabiosis. And he found that the young mice would become old if they got the old blood, and the old mice would become young. So I know we don't work with mice, and so a lot of you are like, how does that relate to me? But what they found is in human experiments, they're finding that if you use plasma exchange, so plasma is the part of your blood that removes the waste. So it carries like really good stimulating factors for your body's own stem cells. It actually, there's this protein called VEGF. So it's the vascular endothelial growth factors. There's other properties and protein structures in the plasma that help regenerate your entire body, because your body's 60,000 miles worth of blood vessels. And so the great thing about it is if you have really good vascularity, you could live forever, literally. And so that's where they've looked at how can we get rid of that waste in the blood? Because as we age, that toxic debris starts to build up, and then you lose the ability to transport nutrients. So it's kind of like highways. Mm-hmm. If you think of highways, like in Park City right now, it's the end of winter and our roads are just...
They're trashed, yeah.
They're hammered because mm-hmm. the plows have been moving snow out of the way. And that's exactly what happens. If they didn't come and resurface the roads would just be, I mean, we'd all be driving, you know, 10 miles per hour because there'd be such severe potholes and damage. That's exactly what happens to our blood vessels. As we age, we lose the ability to get circulation into our muscles, circulation into our organs. And that's where you get a condition called sarcopenia. And sarcopenia is not talked about much, but it's the most dangerous condition you can have as you age, because it's when your blood vessels get brittle and you lose your muscle integrity, and that muscle gets replaced by fat. And when that happens, you lose balance, you lose muscle mass. This is why elderly people, they don't like to travel. Like Mirta, the fact that you were able to take Mirta, sweet Mirta, and Mike's mother-in-law is phenomenal. I love her. She's
me too.
Yeah, she's amazing. Awesome. Yep. She's so awesome.
Yeah.
But she went to Mexico. I mean, that's unusual for someone her age. It's because one of the reasons is now she's in this reversal process where she's actually getting better circulation. So I've seen her when she was walking before my team worked with her. And now I look at her.
She was shuffling and definitely struggling and balance issues. And she's reduced her meds.
Yeah, and she had some severe vertigo and she gave us permission to talk about it. So
she's totally good. She's coming back soon. I'm going to do a full interview with her. So she's going to be on the podcast too. Yeah.
You guys will love her. She's sweet. But sarcopenia is something that built up there. But when I looked at her labs, no one had talked to her about this. No one talked to her about her pancreas, her kidneys, her blood sugar, anything. It was just all dismissed. And it was basically framed through the classic excuse, which is, it's because of your age. And so we don't want that. So when we look at this cord blood plasma, so cord blood gets basically thrown away. Mother gives birth and that whole tissue structure gets thrown into the garbage. And what we've looked at for over a decade is we've said, that's like the capabilities of growing a full human in our mother's womb. I mean, that's how we all came to be. I mean, it's like, it's the essence of us is right contained within the placenta and the umbilical cord. And then the blood is the life force that feeds us as we're babies. I mean, it's amazing. And so instead of discarding it, what researchers have looked at is they've said, well, what's in this? And so they looked at the placenta, and the placenta has these different shaped cells in it. And those particular cells have a function. You look in the umbilical cord and there's this stuff called Wharton's jelly. So it's this kind of thick substance around the blood vessels in the umbilical cord. And that's where you can harvest a lot of these MSCs or medicinal signaling cells. And that's what we use in a lot of the regenerative properties, create more cushioning and to activate your body's own healing properties. But then you say, well, what about the blood moving through there? And if you're using blood, it can be used for cases like leukemia or some of these autoimmune diseases. We don't use a lot of the cord blood itself because it can trigger some immunogenic properties. And we just don't treat some of those conditions. It needs to be done in a hospital and under strict guidance. But on the cord plasma, it's a very safe substance to use. It's centrifuged out. And that plasma is almost like, a lot of doctors are doing what's called plasmapheresis, where they'll send you through almost like a dialysis machine, where they'll pull out your old plasma and they'll replace it with albumin. But that works. But the problem with albumin is you're just getting rid of the old and you're not replacing it with the new. And so what they found by using cord blood plasma, you activate all the stem cells in your body, because every blood vessel has what are called these little pericytes, not parasite like a giardia or something, but pericyte are these little cells that turn into stem cells. And so when you flush plasma into your body, you activate all the stem cells in your body. And the very first thing I noticed when I started doing mine is just this little injection, just like, same thing you do with peptides. And I read a study and I talked to a bunch of doctors about this. And I said, in this study, all they did is 10 1 ml injections of it. And what the researchers found, the average age in the study, they were 72 years old. So there's people from 65 to, I think the oldest was 92. And they found, they looked at 82 biomarkers, and in the 20 top biomarkers that relate to aging and inflammation, all of those biomarkers improved. So their blood labs improved. So they had data. They also looked at the GRIM age. So they're looking at the DNA methylation, and the GRIM age actually reversed. The one thing that didn't improve is the telomeres.
Okay.
And so there's other things. So I put in Epitalon. I have an article that I wrote on my whole stack, but I use different peptide structures to help improve the ability of that cord blood plasma to regenerate my body. And the best thing that happened to me is I got 23 minutes of more deep sleep every night on average. And that's, deep sleep is really where your brain gets the benefit. So that's where your brain's detoxifying. I noticed my mental clarity was better, less pain. I mean, I was out of pain before, but I just felt like I was recovering faster. And so it's a treatment that we're really excited about, because we've seen patients who maybe they were plateaued. And they just didn't, they lost their edge a little bit, and now they were able to pop back up and be right back on that progression. So we're just learning a lot about it, but something that's super exciting. It seems to be very well tolerated. There's no safety issues that we've seen. It's been used for decades, and now we have the science behind it, and we're seeing some phenomenal breakthroughs. And the great thing is, like you mentioned, it's not like you have to come into the office and, you know, travel, and you can do it right in your own home.
That is the breakthrough. So I'm going to go back to historically when you do a lot of these longevity treatments, it meant, and I won't say the phrase that YouTube doesn't like, but let's just say there's certain kinds of longevity treatments that you might have to leave the country for. And there are some breakthroughs right now that are happening in Utah. I want you to mention that bill. And then the mere fact that now these can be delivered safely at home is a breakthrough. That's what I'm excited about. I can't wait till I get my next box. So can you talk about the fact that these longevity treatments, what normally required you had to travel somewhere, oftentimes out of the country, and or in the case of plasma exchange, that you had to go somewhere and get hooked up to a machine. Now, I have chemo veins. It is hard for me to be... There's a couple machines I can't get hooked up to because I don't have veins that are big enough anymore. It's just chemo damaged them. But this is a breakthrough because of the fact that you can treat yourself with them.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Well, I think the biggest thing, if you look at it... coming into the office, you can do you could drip a whole liter of cord plasma into your body, but the new research, what they realize is just by putting like little microdoses in your body 10 days in a row, you start seeing this pretty dramatic shift in the overall inflammatory markers, and that's something that's really exciting because we find that even by doing this, you have an increase in exosomes. And exosomes are these little vesicles that can actually, they go and they do kind of the dirty work for stem cells. They trigger your body's own stem cells into action. They turn on peptide pathways. They activate genes. They downregulate inflammatory markers, specifically tumor necrosis factor alpha, IL-6. But the best thing about it is doing it at home is when you start tackling all these hallmarks of aging. And so if we think of the challenges of aging, you know, we have loss of nutrient sensing, we have loss of proteostasis, so our bodies don't break down proteins as well. Mm-hmm. You know, what I've always looked at is what's a simple treatment that's very safe? And this is one of those. And so what we found is that there's about 5 core peptides that we'll be stacking with this treatment. And then there's a very specific protocol that we take our clients through. So in our Ageless Medicine program, part of what you do is you repeat this process either 2 or 4 times a year based on what your labs look like. And so it's once a quarter or twice a year, you get these vials and you pull them up in a nice simple insulin syringe, mm-hmm. and it's a subcutaneous injection. And it seems to be very well tolerated. Then there's going to be some peptides that you want to stack on top of that. And then we'll look at your blood labs afterwards and see what kind of changes have been made. And that's the most exciting part because it's one of the fastest ways that we know of to help the person's body regenerate and actually start, you know, really getting someone to turn back the clock.
Okay. So let's talk about what a 6-month program looks like. Because over the past 48 hours, you had mentioned this already, but we did a request to a whole bunch of your patients who have been responding and sharing their transformations. And I'm going to make sure that something else we provide are some links to some of these stories, because I think the journey is important. But again, the majority of these folks, they're ultra high performing founder entrepreneurs. They're looking for an edge. They're looking and they understand that great sleep means they're going to live longer and be happier, more muscle mass, less fat. And they're looking for, I won't say shortcuts and workarounds, but they're looking for more effective ways to get faster results that stick, that aren't a pill, for example, or some sort of something with side effects. Yeah. And again, your approach is always do the really intensive diagnostics right away, deep dive. I think when you go to events, you know, what
everyone finds very entertaining about you is and educational is the fact that you can look at the blood report. You don't even have to know the person, and you can say, okay, here's a person who, and you know, part of what I always do at an event, he says, I opt to have Reagan talk about my blood results publicly. I give up, you know, the whatever kind of agreement is we have to have, so we're HIPAA compliant, and I want you to teach the room and talk about what you see here. And you can basically look and say, this person is feeling this way when they wake up. Here's their sense of mood. Here was it their energy levels like. Here's probably their cravings and when it's happening. Here's what's going on with their muscle, their mindset. I mean, you can peer in really quickly and then determine, like, what is the first thing to do? And, you know, here are the peptides to start using. Here's how to increase and improve your sleep. Here's how to increase your muscle mass, etc. But what's a typical scenario look like? What? 6 months, 12 months, what are we finding from all these cool testimonials we're getting that we've learned about over the past 48 hours?
Man, well, the biggest thing we've learned is that when people go in, when they sign up for a program, when they said, all right, I'm ready to change my health and my body, just like Michael Mogul. I mean, I thought his video was amazing because he shared just some insights. He said, hey, when I have detailed questions, you know, Reagan and the team gets back to me instantly instead of getting annoyed. They give me a really scientific reasoning behind it with evidence, you know, so I'll, you know, include articles that I've been reading. We heard that time and time again. Rob, it was really cool to hear what he was saying about, he said, hey, you know, it almost seemed too good to be true, but everything that they told me would happen, happened. You know, they fulfill, he said, in a business environment these days, customer service and having a company with high integrity doesn't exist, but East West Health, he said, has met all his expectations and then some. And he's a guy that, you know, former Major League Baseball player, has lots of big businesses, and so high expectations. So it was really great to see that. But I think that the biggest one was hearing Ben and Jenna Laws. I mean, really good friends. They've been through a lot. And just to capture what it's done for them as a couple, because they've grown closer together as they've worked on their health. Not only closer, I mean, they had a great relationship all along, but just seeing their transformation, just seeing how appreciative they are. I mean, Ben is Mr. Optimism and positive, and he's just an amazing human, great friend, as is Jenna. But just seeing those guys light up when they talked about, you know, kind of their concerns early on before they jumped into the program, but then what they have gotten out of the program, the biggest thing I got out of Jenna was her saying that, you know, she knows her body better than she ever imagined she would, better than ever. And so I think that's the biggest thing that people will get, is it's like a, you know, you're getting an education curriculum. You're getting a PhD in how your own body works. And, you know, just like we go back to, we want you to be the owner of your body. You know, hire a CEO, hire a great team, and that can make all the difference in the world. And you can't have a great team if they're not running the right data. You wouldn't hire a CEO to run your company if you didn't have the right, you know, if they're like, well, we don't need to really look at KPIs. We'll just, you know, as long as we, you know, we're in the black, we're good, right, Mike? And you're like, wait, whoa. You want to make sure that you're working with a team that's looking at labs in detail. And it was really rewarding, you know, hearing, you know, Chad Rush. He's like, hey, I was able to run again. He hasn't ran in years. Yep. Even hearing Jim, who's incredibly, I mean, he's a lawyer and an accountant. And so he, it was fun working with him because he knew all the right questions to ask. And before I ever signed up, I mean, he was looking at things inside out, upside down.
He really seemed like a fact finder. Definitely the kind of guy who does his research, for
deep,
sure.
Yeah. Deep fact finder. And I love working with fact finders because I, as you know, I nerd out on this stuff. And even quick starts, if you can't get them a result fast enough, then they're looking for the next thing. They're just like, hey, I gave you 2 weeks, Reagan, and I don't feel better. I'm out. So we've learned how to adapt and how to make sure that we get you know, all the research and the science and the data so that people can feel comfortable in what they're doing. But we base it all off of their labs. It's all, you know, it's based it's a personalized medical approach. Mm-hmm. But it's in a way that I don't know of anyone else doing it like this. And so to hear from those clients, you know, both Quick Starts and Fact Finders, how, you know, right out of the, I mean, hearing Randy's, his experience, you know, where he's lost 20 pounds and how he was on the airplane and, you know, he just met someone who's like, oh, go see Reagan and East West. And then he sits next to a stranger on the airplane and it's like, hey, you look great. Oh, yeah, I'm just coming from East West. I'm flying home. It's like, isn't that funny? Like, it's just so synchronistic how the universe works. But just seeing the transformations was really exciting to me.
Yeah. And obviously, I've seen it time and time again, plus my family. I mean, it's we have so many friends who enter in so incredibly skeptical and they don't know what peptides are or they misunderstand them. And there is an education process. You know, this is the best way to get sucked in is to have your blood work done first, because I remember the first time we did a live event together where you came in and everyone got their blood work ahead of time. And we shared examples and I opened up and I said, I want Reagan to share mine. And some of it wasn't great. You know, I needed some work at the time, but then someone would be like, I want you to do me next. So we had a group offering and they said, I want everyone to learn from this. And we got to see the contrast and that created the snowball effect. And couples who normally wouldn't be on the same page about their health got on the same page immediately because the blood is irrefutable. And when you have enough markers, you can share that. And you see a couple looking at each other and they decide at that moment to get on the same page. And a couple or a partner or even business partners who get on the same page about their health see a rapid transformation, not only in their intimacy and connection as a couple, but also business partners who are committed to each other and to the business and to the vision and the mission, who also bring that into their organizations. And you know, a bunch of my team members are also in the program.
Yeah.
You know, and they are like Tom Lombott and his wife. He's lost, I just saw him at A360. He's lost at least 25, if not 30 pounds. And he's down, I can't remember how many pant sizes he said he had to get rid of all of his, you know, that's, remember when Chuck Boyce, he had been to the tailor 6 times in 8 months.
He sent me the receipts. He's this is costing me a fortune getting out my suit. I'm like, sorry, man.
Yeah. But then, and then the other reports of people who, you know, say they're on 1 out of 5 medications now.
Yeah.
As a result. So that to me is one of the most satisfying experiences is the intimacy it creates when you get on the same page and also the additional money you make, how much better you look. You see it in someone's face so quickly when their inflammation is reduced, but also, you know, you're not afraid to take your shirt off. Sometimes for the first time, people will say like, this is the first time in my life at 40 something, I have a 6-pack.
Yeah.
And that's profound. So that's a hell of a gift. So let's talk a little bit about, we've got some goodies to give away. So one of the things that I mentioned, and Abby backchanneled me, who's listening and producing in the background, you can go to capabilityamplifier.com/labs. You can also go to, we set up a special link to request an invite for free blood labs.
Yeah.
So you have to be in the US. You have to meet some criteria. It's at agelessmedicine.co/invite. You can also get a copy of your book, The Peptide Blueprint, which is right here, Peptide Blueprint. And you have a brand new book coming out. What else do we need to know about getting started and rocking and rolling with you?
Well, I think one of the other pieces I think the best thing that we do as a company is we host retreats. And our longevity retreats are phenomenal because what we do is we work with people like Justin Donald brings his lifestyle investor mastermind. You know, he'll bring it to the clinic or we'll take our show on the road. So we can work with entrepreneurs, and I can speak for 10 minutes like I will at Genius Network, and we can run blood labs on everybody in your group, or you can bring your team into our office, and if it's the right group, then we'll host you. And we'll run blood labs on everybody, and we'll take them through an entire day, either your group or we have some executive teams that come in, and we have a blast because everybody in the office gets to work with you. You have these bays where you get to, you know, meet new people. We take you through thinking tools. We run you through our biohacking lounge, so you get to try PEMF, red light therapy. We put you on the vibe table, which just, it's acoustic healing, which mm-hmm. feels really phenomenal. Everybody gets vitamin IVs. Then we have a peptide party. So if you're like, what are these peptides and which ones are good for me? Well,
they're called woohoo. Yeah, that's what.
You're going to try a bunch of them.
It's good.
And it's so fun to see. We actually had one of our last retreat a couple weeks ago. One of the participants there, she said, yeah, I hope this doesn't come off on the wrong way, but the East West is my new church. She's Reagan's the preacher. You guys are the apostles.
Yeah.
And I just love it there. And she just felt so at home, and she made a really good friend. We have people doing business connections. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's meant to be a place where health is always, fun has been removed from health, mm-hmm. and community's been removed from health. It's you in a room waiting for the doctor, and it's a sterile room, and it's you and the doctor only. And we respect your privacy, don't get me wrong, but mm-hmm. when you're in a community and you see other people doing it, you get great ideas. You learn more about how to tackle your health from the people in that room than you ever could from me.
Yeah. And I want to just repeat what you said, because I like doing it, because I found that if there's one domino in the room, everyone has a 10x experience. And that's why I've always openly said, start with me. No one has to do this. I've signed the agreement, making it perfectly clear. It's cool to share my results. And it starts conversations that go way beyond that one room experience. And you're absolutely right. You create lifelong friends when you're in an intimate environment like that. And the business connections, the personal connections, the best friends, you know, the people that you're closest to are the ones who are on the same page with you, with the same value system, the same beliefs, and the same commitments. Yep. And having someone that you can check in with who is going through a rapid transformation, you know, some of the people you're around aren't going to keep up. Yeah. And I think you got to say, that's okay too.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to upgrade your friends. And so we take everyone who comes to the retreat. And by the way, retreat is something I'd love to invite you guys to attend as a guest. We have them mm-hmm. at least once a month, and come check it out and experience it, because we take you through the Health Accelerator checklist. And then we take you through a tool. And this is one that Dan Sullivan helped me create, which is the 10-year roadmap. Mm-hmm. So we help you look at, okay, what are the lifestyle, what are the best things you do from a health perspective, a relationship perspective, and a mindset perspective when it comes to your best lifestyle? And then we start looking at energy generators. What are the things that generate energy? And so we help you identify the activities that you love doing the most. Like, some people love playing pickleball. I love mountain biking. I love snowboarding. Those are big things for me. I love reading and writing, and those, that brings me a lot of joy, music, art. And then we have, what are your fun experiences? Because once again, I think fun, it needs to be central when it comes to healthcare and medicine. I know it's kind of counterintuitive for a lot of us, the way we've been taught to just comply with what your doctor says. Your doctor knows best. But actually, it's like, no, have fun, because fun is healing. Mm-hmm. Laughter, fun. And so we help you identify the big experiences you want to have in the next 10 years. So essentially, you're planting seeds in your biology, just like the book Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton. Yeah. It's like, plant some seeds so that you can grow a bigger future when it comes to your health. And then we help you execute. So we show you, we run StyQ. So we look at your body fat to muscle percentage. We do the carotid artery scans. We'll literally show if there's plaque in your artery, how old your arteries are. We feed you. You'll work with our fitness team. We'll take you through the fitness 50 at age 100 benchmarks. It's just a phenomenal day. And our promise is, we'll do more for your health in a day than most people do in a year.
It is such a blast. Can't recommend it enough. So that's a great add-on. So I'm going to go through the
opportunities we have here. One of them, you can get your invitation for your free blood lab test at agelessmedicine.co/invite. You can go to capabilityamplifier.com/labs to watch this bonus video with Reagan actually going through, and you'll see how he evaluates blood test results and what he looks at and what peptides get prescribed based upon those results. And you also learn a little bit more about the improvements and changes you can make. And I'll make sure you get a link so you can get a copy of Reagan's book, The Peptide Blueprint, too. Anything else before we wrap up, my friend?
No, it's been phenomenal. And I just appreciate your creativity and the energy you have, Mike. And I just, my job is to keep you going for the next 100 years. So,
woohoo.
Yeah, let's keep it up.
All right. Well, I'm good with high quality up until the very end. That's the most important thing of all. And it's been, I know my life is better because you're in my life, and what you're doing for me and my family means a lot. So thanks, brother.
My pleasure.
All right, let's say goodbye. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. This is Capability Amplifier. Make sure you share this episode if you know someone who could benefit from what we talked about today, who could benefit from knowing or meeting Reagan, reading his books, or going through those labs. Bring a business partner, a spouse with you. This is the way to create more connection, more intimacy, and a higher quality life for anyone and everyone in your life. So thank you so much. Bye-bye.